This is Life Talk, where we tell it like it is. Life Talk is motivational, helping you get to the next level in life. Life Talk is educational, to broaden your knowledge. Life Talk is inspirational, to get you fine-tuned to start doing what you love doing. Life Talk, sponsored by KmarEducation.org. And here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Sun in the sky, you know I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Well, hello and welcome to Life Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta. Hope that everybody has gotten a good start into the new year and that everything is good with you on a Sunday evening. Tonight's topic, detox and declutter your mind. Especially this topic I like to present in a lighter version. Your power lies in the little consistent steps. Every day, day in, day out. Steps we might laugh at. We just don't think about them anymore. Well, no laughing matter here with us. At Life Talk with Marietta, we make suggestions and try to find solutions for various topics. We motivate and inspire so everyone can experience and live a more joyful life. And we very much like to make a difference in people's lives through our knowledge, expertise, life experience. And we love to hear from you as you are making changes in your life and find your passion. And on fire and passionate are three ladies you definitely know. Norma Giannatasio, Life Talk contributor, business veteran, and poet. Featured in the HealingMindMagazine.com. The poet is on fire. Good evening, Norma.
Good evening, Marietta. Thank you for having me here.
Oh.
It's always fun.
How can we do without you, right, Norma?
We're on fire.
And Marion Gardner, you know her from also WICC. She's on Fridays a couple of times a month with Tony and Melissa in the morning. She talks about life changes. That's the name of her segment. Marianne holds a Master of Science degree in Clinical Counseling, Human Services, and a Master of Education in Teaching and Learning. Good evening, Marianne. You're on fire.
Good evening. Good evening, Marianne. And hello, Norma.
Hello, so nice. Marianne.
Meet Norma Giannatasio.
Nice to meet you, Marianne.
I think she's my paisan.
I think
yes,
so.
Paisan.
Absolutely.
And of course, how can I leave myself out? Please, people, please.
Ciao, ciao.
That's right. Myself, Marietta, I'm chief operating officer and bottle washer. I'm an idea implementer, and you can learn all about me by going to thehealingmindmagazine.com. So my attitude is I think it, I make it happen, and I love it. And I move mountains every single day. So that's it. That was a nice announcement I wrote for myself, right? Well, it's the truth. It's just absolutely the truth. So before we... I'm telling
great
you,
crowd.
What a crowd. What a crowd. pushing the button, what a crowd. So before we get started with our first segment, I do have some announcements here. So just a little reminder for our listeners, Life Talk with Marietta. We're on every week on Sundays, 7 to 8, live here on WICC 600. We also have daily and weekly Life Talk podcast in place. That is independent from our live radio program. So you can go to Life Talk with Marietta podcast.com. Brings you right to the page. I had that installed today. Isn't that? That's cool, isn't it? Right? So you go right to the page for ongoing series of different programs. Also check out our digital magazine, thehealingmindmagazine.com, to get inspired, and also please subscribe. Also follow us and like us on Facebook, Life Talk with Marietta, and IG, Instagram, of course, Life Talk Marietta. And my last announcement before Norma takes over, a big shout out to Liz Dunn at Verizon in Trumbull. Thank you for your great customer service and help on Friday. So you guys rock. I really have to thank them. I upgraded my phone, and they knew exactly what to do, and I suffered for 18 hours. I couldn't use the darn phone. So they, you just walk in there, and they say, okay, it's a setting. Sure. Hmm. And that's what it was. So I'm done with my announcements. Do you have one?
I do have one. Okay. I'd like you to mark the date, everyone listening, to Life Talk with Marietta, Sunday, January 26th, 7 to 8 p.m., Heart to Beat, the life story of Brian Lima. He's the son of a Cuban immigrant who, through hard work and perseverance, became a heart surgeon. Dr. Lima, sharing his life story, the countless and valuable lessons he learned chasing his American dream, he says the key to success is not because one is special, but because success is earned, not bestowed. In a world of instant gratification and nonstop entertainment, having grit and determination will set you apart from the crowd. Let Dr. Lima be an inspiration and a role model to all, and join us on Sunday, January 26, 7 to 8 p.m. on Life Talk with Marietta, WICC 600. It's sponsored in part by the HealingMindMagazine.com.
Thank you so much, Norma. Thank you very much. So that's going to be very interesting. But anyway, I think we're going to have a very interesting rock and roll here between the three partners here. Mr. Engineer, let's rock.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said, that ain't no way to have fun. So.
Well, thank you for joining Life Talk with Marietta this evening. That was Mr. Tom Jones.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I need to announce him, right? He's almost 83 years old.
Some men get older with age.
Oh,
I'll
my
tell
God.
You, he's like a fine wine.
Oh, my.
Wow.
You are taking my words out of my mouth.
Great minds think alike.
I love it. I just love it. Right, Marianne?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
This song brings me back.
That's right. You know, everyone experiences stress, sadness, and anxiety from time to time. It's part of life. But we want to talk a little bit about mental detox and out with the old and in with the new. And we're trying to energize your routine and mindset, and even our own mindset and routine. Nobody's exempt from the little steps that we don't even think about every day. And who wants to start? Norma, you always have the first word. I got the last word.
Okay.
You want to start?
I think of it as baby steps, because you can get overwhelmed in this world today. Life is stressful for most people. Most people are working very hard at their jobs. They're working longer hours. They're not with the family as much as they want to be. So sometimes you can overwhelm yourself in just thinking about the big changes you need to make. But I don't know that the big changes are really that important. I'd start off with baby steps. Like my son said to me once, Mom, my wife has a rule. If I buy something, I must throw something out. And I thought for a second, that's pretty cool, because she doesn't like clutter. She has a right not to like clutter in the house, and he has a tendency to buy things that he likes.
And this is true.
You're not making it up.
No, right?
This is my son Joe.
Really?
His wife has a rule: if you bring something into the house, you must take something out of the house.
That's a great idea.
So it's a small baby step. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be something that's been sitting on the shelf a long time that's dusty, and you know nobody cares whether it's there or not. But it's just small things, like going in your closet every so often and taking one item out when you buy. You know, I'm an impulsive buyer. I don't go out to really shop. I'm not a big shopper. But if I see something I like, I'll buy it. And then I get home and think, well, what am I going to wear it with? Or when am I going to wear it? And then I have to say, okay, well, I haven't worn this in a year, so I take that one out. And I try to give it to a friend.
Yeah.
Or someone I know that'll appreciate my garment.
You know, as you're talking, I say, heck no. Heck
No. You know, they're probably all sharing out there, my audience now, that are not throwing out things like I am. I'm not a hoarder, but maybe I'm just a slight little touch. How about you, Marion? How does that work for you?
Well, you know, it's funny. I came across a couple of quotes, and one I really wanted to share with you. It just hit me. How your mind is a garden, your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or weeds. Mm-hmm. And I love that because based on how we think determines how we feel and believe, and that's how we act. So if we clutter our mind with a lot of negativity, a lot of things that are going to be distractful, cluttering, depressing, and just things that are toxic, then there's no room for growth for the good things that we want to put in there. It's almost like when you, if you don't clean out your refrigerator, you know, you have a lot of things going on in there. Where are you going to put the new, fresh things that come in? You really have to do a cleaning, so to say, in your mind.
Well, it starts to smell, too, after a while.
Richie Nati, our engineer, he has a food, you know, his refrigerator is full of food. So, and he has enough for a whole week to eat in there. Mm-hmm. He never cooks. He doesn't need a stove. He never cooks. He has the refrigerator full, and he eats himself through the refrigerator, through all the meals. Right, Richie?
Yeah, my nephew used to coming over to my house, and as long as I had the sliced cheese in the refrigerator, he was happy.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. But what I structured this a little bit tonight. Mm-hmm. And I thought we would start a little bit by just making some suggestions to people. Now, I used to not believe in these little simple things, and I said, "How could I even have a show? You know, on things like that." No, I know that I even fail on the smallest things, and that's why I think we just like to remind everybody on that. Let me start. I have about 10 points to discuss, and in the segment 2, we go into habits. In segment 3, the belief system, if that's okay with you, Marianne.
Sure.
Journaling every day.
Yes.
Stuff comes really out, right, Norma?
Yeah.
Marianne?
Good idea.
Journaling is very good because it's very therapeutic. It helps you to get all of those emotions that are down there and bring them to the surface. And I find that sometimes when you write things down and you go back maybe a week later and you read what was bothering you or what was cluttering your mind, you're like, wow, you know, everything is subject to change. I don't even feel that way anymore. So it's good to get it down on paper, and that's a good way. We call this ants. It's like automatic negative thoughts. If you can identify what they are in your journal, that's a step right there that you can try out.
Absolutely. It reduces stress and solves problems more effectively. And also, you can keep track of your personal achievements. And after 30 days, and we're just asking everybody for 30 days to make some changes. And after the 30 days, you can reread it and see how far you have come. And the journaling, and especially for people that, and I make it very quick, people that have written books, and I'm just in the midst of writing a book, I just started. Mm-hmm. I have the first 15 pages.
Good
that's
for
what
you.
It is.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And
for
just
you.
writing, where my the feeling of importance comes from, going with my mother as a little kid to her places of work. She cleaned at a insurance company at night, and every room was just so orderly, and it had a certain smell because anybody that worked with papers, you know, like paper has a certain smell.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, this makes me feel very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and wouldn't you know, I was taking maybe half a year later, I said, I cut up some paper. And paper was very expensive in the 60s. It was very, you wouldn't just take a sheet of copy paper. No, I don't know what paper I had. Maybe it was wrapping paper. I cut it up in tiny little pieces, little notepad size. And I said, I want to bring people the paper. And I would ring doorbells, a neighbor doorbell, and I would hand them a piece of paper, and there was nothing on the paper. And they threw me out almost. They said, don't ever ring that doorbell again. So this is really where it started, and my letdown also, that I gave myself the feeling of importance, and I wanted to act it out. But the response I got was more than...
Well, you forgot to write something on the paper, like, hello, my name is Marietta.
I didn't even think of that. But you know what? They weren't so swift either, because I work with intangibles today. Didn't they have a creativity that... You know, anybody that works with children, Marianne, would have said... Well, nice to meet you. Oh, what message do you have today? Even though the darn paper was blank, you know, they would have said, oh, this is an invitation.
They would have known what to do.
Exactly.
And what to say.
And, you know, I in the 60s, they just really didn't. So, but it was interesting. The point I want to make, as I was writing all of this down, where the important feeling came from, how it was instilled in me. And what the reaction was which was shut down right away, that carried on in my entire life. That feeling, that's the point I wanted to make. So journaling is excellent.
It sure is.
You know?
As I said, you know, it's good to keep a journal, because that way you can begin to acknowledge what those automatic negative thoughts are, because a lot of it has to do with the conversations you have with yourself. If I said to you, Marietta and Norma, do you talk to yourself? I hope you would say yes.
Yes, all the time.
You do. We
all the time. All the time. I think even if you're self-employed, too, you talk to your... I have staff meetings with myself, Marianne, every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we talk to ourselves.
I never have an argument with myself, ever.
But I have a staff meeting.
And I
people
always
will
win.
Say, yep, are you talking to yourself? And I say, yeah, I'm having a staff meeting.
Yeah,
it's just me, myself, and I. But
Exactly. Yeah. I love it. You have to have self-talk.
You do have self-talk. And it has to be... And when you catch yourself with the negative self-talk, then you really want to have control self-talk. So you start to think of it like, just like on a computer where you can delete things.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you recognize that negative self-talk is starting to come into your mind, then you just hit the delete button. You have to have that imaginary tool in your mind where you say, here I go again. I'm starting to think negative. Let me delete it. And then change it from a negative to something positive. Try to see, instead of the glass half empty, how can I see it half full? And how can I focus more on the positive instead of dwelling on the negative? Because once those negative thoughts start to take root in your mind, that's where the clutter and the weeds start growing.
Right. Walk every day. That's something that I don't do, and I want to get there. Also, a dream board. A dream board I've made very beautiful, cutting pictures out of magazines and really pasting it onto a dream board. Very, very effective. I love it too. The pretty pictures and the colors, and I find that very stimulating for my mind. I love it. I really mean it. I love that very much. Compliments every day. Everybody must compliment somebody. I'm a stickler for that, and we don't get enough compliments.
We don't
That's
give
true.
Enough to either.
We have to give a lot of affirmations, a lot of attaboys and attagirls.
Mm-hmm.
And just always try to catch people doing the right thing instead of the wrong thing. You know, that goes a long way. When you can find the good in people instead of always something they're doing wrong, even if it's a simple thing, a baby step, something like, you know, someone showed up on time where they're usually late. Gee, what a good job you did today coming on time. Thank you for being on time. Or thank you for helping me with carrying the things out. Just noticing and recognizing those things really goes far.
We don't think it's a big deal, but it is a big deal to the person receiving the compliment.
Yes, yes, yes.
Whether it's they look nice, or it was a great job, or you look, you know, you looking better today, or you feeling better today, how are you? It's just a personal comment to somebody. It can make a world of difference. You don't know what they're going through, what that day is. And if someone, a server, is especially nice to me, it's a coffee, or I go out somewhere and someone hands me a coffee, these little drive-in places, and they're exceptionally nice, I kind of tell them they are, because most of those people are rude. And when I pull up to a drive-up and they're nice, I tell them how sweet they are.
No, Norma, I love when I see people, especially in today's world, you're going through maybe to the store and you've got a lot of packages in your hand, and someone will actually hold the door for you.
Isn't it wonderful?
You know, it's like, wow, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You know, they recognize that. Or let me carry that for you. I mean, that really speaks volumes to me that, you know, people are paying attention, they're attentive, they're taking inventory to what's going on around them, and it's not always about themselves, but they're thinking of others.
I love right. that. Yeah, I want to be more mindful, what you just said, of that. Before we go to the next segment, a new hobby. I work all the time. This is really something. Even if I suck at it, I'm sorry to, you know, even if I'm really, you know.
Do you ever go to one of those painting classes where you drink wine and you paint? Well, I'm not really a painter, but I went for a few of them, and they're wonderful. They're so much fun.
Really?
Yeah, the more you drink, the better you paint.
Really?
Yeah, you get wine, and the lady comes around. There's 10 or 20 people, and you're all painting this one scene. And I have two that I've done already, but I thought it was such fun, so relaxing.
Then I need a big canvas. I can't with these tiny little things here, you know, like a 8.5 by 11. Yeah. When you have a few glasses of wine, which I, you know, I don't even drink, but if I did, I need a big canvas, not a tiny 8.5 by 11. What is this?
Well, she kind of supervises you, so you can't get too crazy.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, of course, digital detox, that could be a whole nother program, which we don't have time for tonight. But, you know, a lot of people are on the internet, and they think it's work. They think it's research. You know, we all do research for our work. We know that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we know when we're just, when we're bored and we're going on you know,
and
online.
And we know when we should put our phones down.
That's right.
When you're with friends and loved ones in company and out to dinner with your guy or your husband, put your phone down. Put your phone with your grandkids. Put your phone down.
I you know, it's funny too. Today I was in a restaurant and I saw this family sitting together, and it really disturbed me how they're all sitting there talking. Most of them, a couple of them were on their phones, but there was a young boy sitting there, and he actually had his head completely down on the table with his phone on his lap. And I watched this, and I thought, how sad. You know, what happened to this society today that we can't even have conversations without the phone in our hand, glued to our hands, and even children now that are coming to a table with grown-ups have to be so stimulated by the phone all the time.
What happened to the conversation between you and your grandmother or your mom and dad or your sister and brother? It's not there. We used to talk for hours during dinner times. You know, when you're Italian, forget it.
Exactly.
Your meals go on for half of a day.
Exactly. And I can remember, too, Norma, back when I was growing up, after dinner, we would sit around the table afterwards.
For hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you had a grandmother or grandfather, no one ever left the kitchen till they did.
Exactly.
Because they control the whole Sunday thing. But you were right, for hours. The wine came out after, the cheese came out. You had a whole meal, but then the wine came out and the cheese came out, and grandma and grandpa would sit there for hours telling us stories. It was wonderful. It's just...
I love it.
No one tells stories anymore. Nobody talks about their childhood and
Well, that's
memories.
Why we have our program, Life Talk.
Yeah,
we can do anything we want.
You just brought up your mother.
Right?
It's nice. I like hearing things about people's parents. And,
You know, everybody, we're going to have to go for a little break. And after the break, we're going to address habits. So please stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. Okay. Be right back.
It's late and I really must leave you alone. But you're good to hold and I feel such a long way from home.
Learning from others, how they reached success, how they dealt with setbacks and major changes is the most important thing to look at for our personal growth, says Life Talk host Marietta Kammerer. Join Life Talk with Marietta weekly programs on Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600. Always informative, educational, inspiring, smart, and solution-finding. Go to thehealingmindmagazine.com for the latest Life Talk radio and podcast information. Subscribe and like. See you Sunday, 7 to 8 on WICC 600.
TheHealingMindMagazine.com is a life learning classroom connecting globally, home of Life Talk Radio with Marietta and podcasts. get to know exceptional people. Through awareness, education, inspiration, motivation, we establish movement, change, and growth for mind, body, and spirit at any age. Come join and be part of our radio and magazine community worldwide. Visit and subscribe to thehealingmindmagazine.com. That's thehealingmindmagazine.com. Do you know your big why? What is your big why? Talk to Intuitive Life and Career Coach Marietta Kammerer. Empowerment, direction, focused, smart. Call 203-505-3660. On the web, kmareducation.org. Let's do this together. TheHealingMindMagazine.com is a professional platform for everyone who started or is wanting to start their journey of self-discovery. Individuals who work with their talents and skills. People who have mastered adversity and have developed a strong resilience. No matter what level a person is at, a strong desire to learn about self, mentally, emotionally, are great starting points. Join the HealingMindMagazine.com community and subscribe. Get ongoing information about Life Talk radio programs. Listen to Life Talk podcasts. Read informative and educational articles and more. Have some ideas? Share them. Info at TheHealingMindMagazine.com. Sponsored by KmarEducation.org.
If you love steak, you have to try it from a cast iron skillet brought directly to your table from the kitchen of Master Chef Attilio at Cast Iron Chef Chop House and Oyster Bar on State Street in New Haven. And they have a sweet deal, exclusive half-price gift certificates for Cast Iron Chef Chop House at WICC600.com. Executive Chef Attilio is the only chef in Southern Connecticut to use the old world technique of skillet cooking, producing the most perfectly cooked steak. Sunday brunch is the perfect solution to those cold, boring Sundays. Cast Iron has a unique selection of brunch entrees to meet anyone's appetite. Each is a special creation by the Cast Iron Chef himself. All Cast Iron Chef Chop House beef is perfectly aged and hand-cut on the premises. Cast Iron Chef Chop House uses only the finest ingredients, the freshest seafood, and prime Angus beef. You must try New Haven's Cast Iron Chef Chop House and Oyster Bar soon. But first, pick up half-price sweet deals for this great restaurant while they last at WICC600.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-798-1627 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-798-1627. 800-798-1627. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-798-1627.
And now back to Life Talk on WICC 600. Here's Marietta.
One night with you.
Tom Jones, you got it. You got it. Thank you for tuning in to Life Talk with Marietta here on WICC. We're here every Sunday from 7 to 8. And tonight's topic is detox and declutter your mind. And my two contributors and friends, Norma Giannatasio here in the studio and Marianne Gardner joining us tonight via phone. So I'd like to dive into habits. Habits, no one knows yourself better than you. So you should decide which bad habit is ruining your life and then ditch it. So who wants to start this? I have a whole list.
Go ahead, Marianne, you're on,
honey. I think it's important to be able to recognize what are unhealthy habits and what are healthy habits. So there's two kinds of habits that, you know, we all do both, I'm sure. But as soon as you recognize what the unhealthy ones are, little by little, taking those steps to really get them out of your life because you know what the long-term effects are going to be if you don't get rid of them.
Well, the first thing that came to my mind, eating to excess, no portion control. Those two factors. Those are bad habits. Not walking, not exercising. That's not very good for you. I kind of put myself in there a little bit, you know, not that I want to put that out there, but procrastination.
Yes. Well, procrastination really has a lot to do with putting things off because for fear of, what if I make the wrong choice? Sometimes fear is driven behind that because people are afraid that if I make that decision, what if it's the wrong one? So what? I mean, that's why we have erasers on pencils. It's okay to make a mistake and just do it. Make up your mind to just do it. And if it's wrong, it's you know, you tried it. Mm-hmm. And so now try a different approach, right? You try
something else.
But at least you're doing something. You're not putting it on the back burner. And that's where the stress starts to build up because people that put things off, then they're piling on all this clutter in their mind of worry, when am I going to get it done? Then it's the last minute before you know it. Your mind is filling up with all kinds of fear, worry, and stress. And that's not a healthy habit to have.
So we need to look at that very closely in our private
office. And you know,
a
funny thing that comes to mind about that is laundry. I raised four children, and they were close in age. And I had a lot of laundry. You know, so I learned very quickly at a young age. I had three children by the time I was 27 years old. I learned at a young age that you don't have laundry day. Laundry is done every day, whether it's one load or two loads a day. And I never was stressed by laundry, but I met so many younger women my age at the time raising their children who were flabbergasted that they would spend all day doing laundry, 5, 6, 7, 8 loads all day. And I would think to myself, didn't it ever dawn on them to do one or two loads a day?
Right.
That's so quick.
That's a good point. And that way you're not, you know, then you have to dread that one day where you're spending
now,
the whole day doing the laundry.
I can see if you don't have a washing machine. A lot of people go to a laundromat. That I can see, you know, where they spend X number of hours.
No, these women had beautiful homes. They just put the laundry off.
I see.
Till
okay.
a Saturday. They were working women or whatever. But what a terrible day that is to get up in the morning and know that you have 7 or 8 loads of laundry to do, and that's all you're going to do all day. When doing one
management.
Or two loads a day, you'd still did the 8 loads at the end of the week, but it didn't bother you.
Yeah, yeah. What about not following through what you promised yourself? I think that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Very
big deal. Marietta and Norma, you gave me a thought about when you said about waiting till one day to do something or procrastinating or not following through. Another thing that a good habit is to get into good time management.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get into a habit of having good time management for things you have to do, that's another thing that you could be doing to help yourself declutter your mind and feel better, not procrastinate, not let things load up, and follow through on what you start, completing the task, even if it's baby steps, baby goals to get there. But little by little, you're making progress.
Exactly.
You're making progress, right?
Exactly. And I'm looking at from my point of view, you know, the eating to excess, and no portion control. So I need to take specifically in that area baby steps.
Are you eating because you're bored? Because a lot of people eat
everything
they're
happy,
bored.
Sad. Everything it goes green light. That's it.
Yeah.
You know. So and it's not that I'm procrastinating. I'm just not doing it. Mm-hmm. Right? There's a difference if you just don't.
You didn't make it a priority.
But I will. Yeah. I will. You know, as I was typing this list, I said, you know what? Okay. All right. Now, following through what you promised, we just did that. I'm a stickler for that. And once I promise myself to make changes in those two areas that apply to my life, I will do it. But I haven't had a self-talk. So, people that constantly make excuses for everything.
An excuse is just another reason to continue the behavior.
Yeah.
It's just another reason to keep doing what you're
it's
already doing.
It's called deflecting, right? It's called deflecting.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get to the point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and that's when you will do something. In my field of work, because I work in addiction and recovery, People will change when the pain of not changing is greater than the pain of changing. So when you get tired of either not being able to lose the weight or not being able to declutter your desk or your, you know, clean your house or whatever it is that your goals are, after a while you're going to say, well, which is worse? Do I do this? And, or, you know, am I stuck in this area? Or what am I going to do to take that first step to make a change in my life?
Yeah. Not reflecting on your thoughts, not reflecting on your feelings. Big time.
Yeah.
I do it all the time, daily, hourly, whenever. It's a natural thing. I've been living like that for years now. So I can go into a room. It's like a pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And I shelf some of the thoughts and feelings. Some I have thrown out. It's very nice and neat, just like P.O. boxes. You know, they're all nice in the row, and everything is nice and clean. It smells good. No, it's true. So I need to reflect, because if I don't, I would be a very unhappy trooper. Very, very unhappy. I have to know when there's something not right. Let's see, for instance, there are times when a cloud of depression comes in. Now, I know sometimes when I have too much sugar, because I do, I'm a little, you know, I like my cakes at times, you know, not the cookies, the cakes. And when I have an excess of sugar, I get that feeling, it comes out. And as long as I acknowledge that depression feeling, it will go away. And it may not have anything to do with how my day went.
Right.
Just acknowledging it. It's like dark clouds or the weather just changed. And it will go away, but I acknowledge it. Or I know, okay, you know, I had a not a good conversation, or somebody ticked me off, or whatever. So, and sometimes you get that even of no fault of others.
That's right.
You have to let that go, too.
Yeah.
Bad conversations,
yeah.
Bad karma. You have to let that go and not take it home with you.
Yeah. Also, not knowing that you have choices in life. I think that applies to a lot of people. Oh, if I only had known that. I think as a younger person, I didn't know that I had choices. Because when you're a codependent, you don't know that you have choices.
That's right.
You know, it's a reflection right now. This is not something I read in a book. I lived it. That's
right.
Why I know that.
Right.
You know, and it's so important that people know that they have choices.
That's right. Your choices, you know, based on your choices is what the outcome is going to be. You can make, if you make good, healthy choices, you're going to have good outcomes. But if you make unhealthy choices, then, you know, it's the sowing and reaping. What you sow is what you're going to reap. So, you know, as I tell the clients that we have, I go outside and I plant tomato seeds. Pumpkins are not going to grow.
Right.
So if you're planting all negative things in your life, that's what's going to keep coming back on you. So you have to be self-aware, be mindful of how your thoughts are going. If you're having a bad day, talk to someone, write, journal, cook, watch something exciting or fun.
Read a book.
Put music on. Take a walk. There's so many good things that you can do to change the thought. That's when you change the behavior.
Music is good, too, for that. I think music is absolutely wonderful.
But, you know, I always wanted to learn about my behavior. And when things didn't work for me, and I picked up long time ago Louise Hay and the codependency books and everything, and that's why we learn from other people's stories, life stories, and we find ourselves in those stories, and we get meaning to we receive meaning to our own behavior when we read other people's stories. A lot of people they're not interested. Well, you should be interested in other people's stories.
Or maybe you hope that they see that. Sometimes they say, well, that's not me, or that's not.
That's true,
they'll
too.
Read it, and but they don't really absorb the moral. So they say, well, okay, that's a story, but that's not me. Really, in reality, it is you. That's exactly you. But if they can't see it, it's like an alcoholic who says, I'm not an alcoholic. I just drink socially. I can stop anytime I want.
Good point.
Right.
And you could tell them a story about your uncle or Aunt Tilly or this or that. And when you're all thrilled, they'll say, oh, yeah, but that's not me.
That's not me. I hear that all the time.
Yeah, right. I bet you do, Marianne. I mean, that's got to be.
Very good point. Very.
Yeah, that's not me.
You can
me.
Take Norma anywhere. Anywhere you can take her. Anywhere. But, you know, I just want to tell you, like last week we had the show, it was about show up to life with passion. Mm-hmm. And it happened to be my own life story. And, you know, with a life story, there's no bad or good life story because it's your life. Right. And there is meaning to it. And it's up to each individual, whoever listens to it or reads it, what they can find within that story. So there's no such thing as a good show or a bad show. Wait a minute. It's my life story.
Right. It also you learn from
it's
it, too.
Our life story.
You can't learn unless you've had hard times.
You know, if you just learn to take the pain, you can turn it to gain. Something good can come out of a bad life story. Mm-hmm. You can rewrite the characters. You can rewrite the location.
Right.
You can't do anything about the past, but you can do something about today and what you do in the future.
Absolutely.
But the rational people, the people that go through life just with a rational mind, they look at it differently. Mm-hmm. They look at it differently. Well, forget them. You know, we like to have the people that appreciate us and learn from our life experience, and they're out there.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going for another break, and after the break, we're going to dive into belief system.
Okay.
Thank you. Stay tuned, please.
Learning from others, how they reached success, how they dealt with setbacks and major changes is the most important thing to look at for our personal growth, says Life Talk host Marietta Kammerer. Join Life Talk with Marietta weekly programs on Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600. Always informative, educational, inspiring, smart, and solution-finding. Go to thehealingmindmagazine.com for the latest Life Talk radio and podcast information. Subscribe and like. See you Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600.
TheHealingMindMagazine.com is a life learning classroom connecting globally, home of Life Talk Radio with Marietta and podcasts. Get to know exceptional people through awareness, education, inspiration, motivation. We establish movement, change, and growth for mind, body, and spirit at any age. Come join and be part of our radio and magazine community worldwide. Visit and subscribe to TheHealingMindMagazine.com. That's TheHealingMindMagazine.com. Do you know your big why? What is your big why? Talk to intuitive life and career coach Marietta Kammerer. Empowerment, direction, focused, smart. Call 203-505-3660. On the web, kmareducation.org. Let's do this together. TheHealingMindMagazine.com is a professional platform for everyone who started or is wanting to start their journey of self-discovery. Individuals who work with their talents and skills. People who have mastered adversity and have developed a strong resilience. No matter what level a person is at, a strong desire to learn about self, mentally, emotionally, are great starting points. Join the HealingMindMagazine.com community and subscribe. Get ongoing information about Life Talk radio programs. Listen to Life Talk podcasts. Read informative and educational articles and more. Have some ideas? Share them. Info at TheHealingMindMagazine.com. Sponsored by KmarEducation.org.
It's a sweet deal week at WICC600.com. It's your chance to buy $50 gift cards for only $25. This week's sweet deals include gift cards from great restaurants like the new Boca Oyster Bar on the harbor in Bridgeport, the modern cast iron chop house in New Haven, and the famous Tipsy Tomato in Derby. Plus, buy half-price tickets to the annual Mac and Chili Challenge coming January 26th to the new Sono Collection. Get your sweet deal while they last. Go to WICC600.com and click Sweet Deals.
Life Talk with Marietta continues on WICC 600.
Well, we're moving right along. I'm Marietta here in the studio with Norma Giannatasio, and on the phone joining us tonight, Marianne Gardner. Thank you both ladies for being here. Boy, we're breezing right through it. We're breezing through life here. This is just wonderful. Oh, my God. You know, if it was that easy every day, right?
Wouldn't it be great?
So detox and declutter your mind. We're going into belief system. And we're trying to avoid negative affirmations for 30 days. So make a list of everything that has not worked for you, such as when you tell yourself, I probably won't be able to do this. Now, it said, we should say, I will try my best to do this. And I said, no, 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 no. I don't even want that. I want that same sentence. I am doing this with ease and fun. So, and where did I get that from? First of all, that's how I think. Because even if I will try my best to do this, that's not a commitment to yourself. I will try. You're leaving yourself the long leash. No. You got, I'm doing this with ease and fun. That means when you listen to the words, you're opening up a door, a mental door. That's what you do.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly right.
So, and I want to share with everybody now, this is also life experience. I just didn't just write it and say it because it sounds nice. It's the truth. But I've had Noah St. John on at least two or three times on Life Talk with Marietta. Now, he wrote a couple of books, Affirmations, The Miracle of Positive Self-Talk. And what his self-talk is all about, the form of new questions that assumes that what you want is already true. And, you know, if you make a list, such as what we're used to saying, why am I so unhappy? As an example, I'm using this. Why am I so unhappy? Then you are unhappy most of the time. So, but when you phrase it differently, it's like your happiness is already here. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the hardest to believe. That's like, why am I so broke? And you rephrase that and say, why do I have so much money in the bank? Now, you know, you only have, let's say, $100 in the bank. So all of this is very hard to believe your mind. You look at this and say, I have to lie to myself. But if you read the whole list every single day, a few, you know, maybe three, four times during the day when you have some time.
Well, it's like thinking you're better than you think you are. And you should think you're better than you think you are, because we never give ourselves pats on the back. And I think most women and men today are overwhelmed. I think, be proud of you don't realize how maybe you're think you're less than you really are, and that's not good, because you need self-esteem.
Yeah, that's a lot of it has to do with growing up with a lot of negativity, maybe even from parents or siblings or neighborhood friends, where people, you know, are constantly judging and mm-hmm. shaming and blaming you. So then your self-esteem is not very good as an adult. You're so used to all the negative stuff, you start to believe the lies.
Right.
They're false lies.
I agree.
It's a false belief system.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to live out that false belief system. But for myself, that as a Christian, that's not who God says I am. So I always revert back to that.
Right. I agree, too. Yeah, I think that's a big important part, is to think to know that you're better than you think you are. That's the best way to put it, that you're better than you think you are. Most people are, 100% of the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was telling Marietta the other day, I said there's actually a scripture that we use with the men and women, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So who you think you are is who you are. So
mm-hmm.
if you tell yourself that negative self-talk, you know, I'm a loser, I'm defeated, I'll never get a job, I have felonies. Well, if you keep believing that and you keep putting it in there, it's going to come out, because then it becomes part of who you are.
Exactly.
But if you tell yourself the opposite, and you tell yourself, okay, self, I made some bad choices,
mm-hmm.
but today's a new day, a new way, and I'm going to begin again.
I'm a good person.
I'm
a good person.
I'm going to hit the reset button.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Today's a new day. I'm going to begin again. And give yourself that hope. Otherwise, you're going to constantly be in that negative downfall, and you're going to believe the false lies, and you're going to act them out.
You start self-medicating, too, with alcohol and drugs, and that the dark hole gets deeper and darker.
That's correct.
Yeah. In Noah St. John's book, he does say that that most people don't believe that they can reach their goals in the first place. But he said, that's in his book now, I'm quoting, the bottom line is that when what's been missing in our industry is a specific, proven, simple method to overcome the belief gap. So, and again, I would recommend this book. I worked with this book for 3 weeks and wrote everything down, things that I wanted to change in my life, and only two or three. And you have to really make up, you know, and have to type it out. And I recorded mine on my phone. So when I'm waiting for somebody or I'm parked, I can listen to it over and over again.
Good
you got to do it every single day.
That's a good
and
idea.
And you know what? I did it. You really have to force yourself to do that. So I got into that, and I did it for about 2 or 3 weeks. And I did see a couple of changes. And it had something to do with my childhood and the belief system that I had, what my peers were thinking of me, because we were going to a class reunion. And my thoughts, the old thoughts, the belief system was that I was a loser. Because in school, I never did any homework. And every time the teacher put me on the stand, well, I couldn't answer the question. So they all had the, oh, yeah, Marietta, she's a loser. You know, but now, fast forward 50 years later,
of course,
I had made something out of myself. And this belief system, I wanted that particular chip, I wanted to take out and redo.
Reset it.
Yeah. And this is exactly what I achieved. But I tell you, it was tough to regiment yourself every day to do this. But I did it, and I got the result for it. So I have to say that. We have 3 more minutes left. Who wants to have the last word?
Go ahead, Marianne.
Marianne, you've got the last word.
Well, I can just tell you from my own personal life. You know, I grew up, I told Marianne, I certainly didn't have any privilege or silver spoon in my mouth, and it was tough. But I made up my mind at a young age that I was going to take a different path and really do whatever I could to become an educator, someone that could help others. I just knew from a young age that I was going to take all the pain that I had and all the bad experiences, but make something good come out of it. And I am so grateful to this day, because all the false lies and false belief systems I had about who I was and where I was going didn't control my life and didn't take effect. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's really, you've got starts in your mind. And you really have to make up your mind that you are going to make a difference in yourself, but first in others. Because when you help others, you do help yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And we don't have to be a product of our past.
That's right.
At all. But I think every little thing you do for somebody else comes back at you.
Absolutely.
It really does. It's just good karma.
Absolutely.
It doesn't take much to be kind, and you get that kindness back. You know, no man is an island.
That's right.
Yeah.
And whatever things that are honest, whatever things that are just, whatever things that are pure, whatever things that are lovely, whatever things that are of good report, if there's any virtue in those, any praise, think on these things. And this is what I have to affirm when I start getting negative thinking in my mind.
Thank you, Marianne. Just want to remind everybody, next Sunday, 7 to 8, we have heart surgeon Brian Lima on. He wrote the book Heart to Beat, and of course it's his life story and about all of his adversities. So I would like to invite both of you next week here, because you can relate to that. Everybody can relate to that. And he's has a wonderful personality, Dr. Brian Lima, very down to earth, and you know, so he will be a joy and an inspiration to everybody. Now, Marianne, I have 30 seconds left. Thank you for making yourself available tonight. Thank you, Norma Giannatasio, for tonight.
Thank you,
Richie the T in there. And I want to thank our audience. And please always join our Life Talk with Marietta family and go to thehealingmindmagazine.com and listen to our podcast, Life Talk with Marietta, daily, weekly, and we're getting up there, you know, producing daily podcasts, if you will. So thank you so much.
Thank you to my paisan.
Thank you, and have a great week, everybody.
I know.
Thank you.
Nice
talking to you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Talk to you soon. Bye now.